Trevor's ready for the pressure that he's about to face from this front seven on Thursday?
Well, he's done everything we've asked. He's worked hard. He's been successful leading the group. And we're not, it's just not Trevor playing, it's the entire Broncos plan. So we're confident our team is preparing, and we got some work left to do before we're ready to play. Obviously, they're a great group, particularly on defense. I don't watch any offense, so I just watch their defense, and they're very good. So it's going to take every bit of effort we got. But
what did Schofield do to distinguish himself at right guard? Because it looked like Weems at one point was going to start. What did Michael do?
Well, Michael's just been real consistent. I think that's the biggest thing, and we feel good about him playing, you know, next to Donald and with Matt right there. So the consistency is a big thing for us, and making sure we're all on the same page. And it's, you know, not that 77 did anything wrong. It's just a consistency that we like. And, you know, we'll probably, like most times, we'll get a lot of guys out on the field. There'll be a few play and see how that works out.
What have you seen on film from those two rookie corners they put out
there? I mean, they're talented. They're both long, and they can run. They're around the ball. So, you know, it's you really – I like to look at the scheme and the overall what's going on, and I don't – you know, they've got some great players. It's kind of hard to focus on those two corners when you look at the guys up front, you know. So, we'll do all we can. We got to find a good mix of run and pass and keep them off balance.
More confidence in this group going into the season?
I you know, I don't really pay much attention to last. This is 2016. We got a whole new group. We have some good veterans on that line, and certainly Matt's experience taking every snap last year really helps us out a lot to anchor that thing. And he's the communication guy. He's the guy that passes calls from one side to another. So I think we feel good about the guys we have out there, you know, comparing them to just the guys we have out there.
Have you seen the first team offense gel since Trevor was named the starter last week?
I think we've had some nice long drives. I think we've had some three and outs that we can correct, and we got to get better off. But for us, it's just getting in a rhythm and driving the ball, making sure we're moving the chains and progressing towards the end zone.
Coach Max Garcia done to solidify that left guard?
Well, I think keeping him in one spot's really helped him. Obviously, you know, when we moved him around quite a bit, he played a few different spots. Shoot camp, you know, we were just watching some preseason film. He played a little center for us, so it's nice to be in one spot so he can get his footwork and his techniques. It's a lot easier to do that when you stay at one spot, and I think that's the biggest thing. Max is kind of feeling at home right there because he knows what he's doing and doesn't have to switch up what he's doing.
Coach, how much easier is it being able to game plan with a fullback on your offense than it was last year, not having that?
Well, obviously it opens up a little bit more your playbook. You know, you're able to do some of the things that, you know, I've been used to doing in the past. We've been having fullbacks run and pass. So I think that helps us out. And certainly Andy has done a good job of all the stuff we've been throwing at him.
Speaking of opening the playbook, what's the biggest difference year over year with the offense now in his second year with Coach Kubiak?
Well, I don't know. I mean, every year is different because your personnel is different. You try and, you know, we can go in there saying this is the kind of team we want to be and hope like heck we got the right personnel. Or you can say this is the personnel and this is what we got to do. And I think we do a pretty good job of doing that. So each year you try to model and find out what you do well and certainly try to smooth out what you don't do so well, get that cleared up. And find the right plays and try and get in a rhythm. I think that might be the biggest thing. These guys are all used to what we're saying and the verbiage, so it's a little easier to get into sync.
You expect much different from them than you got in the Super Bowl?
I have no idea what to expect, and you know, they do a great job over there. The change-up coverages, the change-up, they can bring the gas or they can play soft. You know, we got to stay in our huddle and do what we do best and, you know, run the play that's called. You know, try not to guess what we're trying to get and make sure we have plenty of options and find our creases.
Has Trevor been pretty good at the line?
Yeah, he's been. You know, he's got us in a couple of good plays. You know, we're not maybe not, you know, putting as much as we had 18 do, but, you know, with that vast experience that he had, he certainly could get us in the right spot. But Trevor's done a good job of everything we've asked him to do.
Thank you.
How quickly is Austin Davis picking up this?
You know, he's coming along. He's been in a system similar to ours and obviously played a lot of football in and around the league. When you do that, just like we talked about with, you know, various players that we've had come in, older guys, you know, John Phillips and even Russell and last year when we had Evan come in, when they played football, they understand what it is. It may be a different verbiage, and then he could translate and get it in and pull out some Rosetta Stone and get it in the right direction.
Okay.
Good?
Thank you.
Thank you.